Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Lamed Zayim, and we're holding five lines from the top of the Amud, at the end of the line, where the Gemara begins, Omalei Abaye, Mimai Dehai Mishras, Lehetu Mitztarf Le'Isser Hudiyasa, Tomalitein Tamki Iker Hudiyasa. So you recall, we learned yesterday in the Gemara, back on Lamed Hey Amud Beis, at the very bottom of the Amud, Omre Bavo Omer Rebbe Yochanan, Koli Surin Shabatoira Ain Heter Mitstarfli Isser, Chutzmi Sure in Nozir, Shari Umra Toira Mishras. That was the Kiddush of Rabbi Volmer. There's a special halacha that doesn't apply Bechol Hatera Kula, only one place. Where is that? The Gabi Hilchis Nozir, that you can have a situation where you're only eating a half a shear of Isser, but because you're also eating at the same time a half a shear of Heter, you're over. Where did we have this before? We had this in the Mishnah on Lamed Dalid Omed Beis, where Rabbi Akiva said that from the words Mishras Anovim we learn Afilu Shora Pita B'Yayin, it's the second line from the top of Lamed Dalid Omed Beis. A person took a piece of bread, he soaked it into the wine, the combination of the bread and the wine added up to a sheer kezayis, and you're chayiv. Even though in the wine itself he only had a half a kezayis. But with the pas he had a full kezayis. You're chayiv. Oh, so you see that heter is mitzdarf l'isra l'gabi hilchois naziris. But Rabbi Avraham Bar Yochanan said it's only here and nowhere else. Interestingly, Abaye asked a series of questions. Really? It's only by hilchois naziris? Don't we find it by truma as well? And he asked a series of questions from first, the case of the makfitchel truma, that was such a porridge that had mixed in it both truma and chulin. And there was a makfitchel chulin that had mixed in it the shum and shemen of truma. And then the Gemara continued on. Avaita Abaye asked, what about the case of the shtei meduchois ach? I'm sorry?
The tavlin,
shtei meduchois achashel truma, the achashel chulin, and the fun of shtei kedeirois. And then he asked another kasha of shtei kupois achashel truma, the achashel chulin. From all of these cases, Abaye tried to prove that Rabbi Vo Om Rabbi Yochanan was wrong. And the halacha of heter mitztarfli isser doesn't only apply by hilchos nozir, but even by hilchos truma. And therefore, don't limit it just to that case. I have another case. And each time, the Gemara was doicher. He asked the kashas to Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi each time pushed off and said, no, it's not because Hetem is tar for Isser. It's talking about, for instance, he ate a full sheer kezayis b'chtei achilas pras of the Isser itself. Or these other cases, which are cases derabbanan, because Trumas Tavlan derabbanan, Trumas Manazeh derabbanan. But the back and forth of the Gemara was that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Volam Rabbi Yochanan, said that the halacha of Mishras only teaches us hetem and starf iser in one unique case, that's by Hilchas and Ziris, and nowhere else. Abaye challenged it, and each time Rav Dimi addressed and resolved the challenge. Now Abaye comes from the other side entirely. An Omale Abaye. Mimai dehai mishras lehetem etzdarf liisr hudiyasa, demlitein tam ki ikur hudiyasa. Who says that it comes to tell you the din of hetem etzdarf liisr? Rather, it may come to tell you the din of tam ki ikur. Now, what's the case of tam ki ikur? We'll see that in Yat Hashem in another few lines, where you don't even have any of the isr be'en, you just have the tam, the flavor, and that's enough to make an Isser. We'll give examples another moment. But before the Gemara responds to Abaye's Kasha, the Gemara asks, the Lechoyer Abaye is going Mikotze El Hakotze. In English, they would say he's going in reverse 180 degrees. In which respect? Ul Abaye, Meikoriko Kashale, Maidik Om Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said yesterday, he repeated the Halacha of Rabavo, Om Rav Yoichanan, that they did a Mishras Anovim. That hetem istarf iser is only in the case of naziris. The kamoisuv like kol halein tiyufta. And yesterday he bombarded us with all of those kashas. It's not only in a case of naziris, but it's also in truma. The case on the Amud Aleph, the two cases on the Amud Beis. And now, hod omar kamoisuv like kol halein tiyufta. And he asked all of those kashas. Hod omar le litin tam ki ikr. So, l'choira, how is it 180 degrees? Because yesterday, Abaye said, why are you limiting the halacha of hetem and starv v'isr to naziris? Spread it to other isurim, such as truma. Now the Gemara is asking, says Abaya, who says that it's even a din of hetem and starv v'isr by naziris? Even the mishras anovim that you have by the parish of naziris have nothing to do with hetem and starv v'isr. It has to do with tam ki ikr. So here he's trying to spread the breadth of the hetem and starv v'isr yesterday, and here he's trying to not only limit it, he's trying to eliminate it by saying nothing to do with hetem and starv v'isr. The halacha mishras comes to tell you the din of tam ki ikr.
It sounds like tam ki ikr and hetem and starv v'isr both have the same quality, in the case of mishras certainly, because you're taking the wine, soaking it in the cake or the bread, creating a kazayas.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a kazayas of something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's hetem and starv v'isr, it's a little bit of wine, and it's a 3/4 of a kazayas of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And tam ki ikr, it's all bread, let's say, but it has the taste of wine.
Okay.
In each case, it's usr to the nazir.
Sure.
But it feels like it's the same mechanism. Tam ki ikr equals, it feels like it's equivalent. What is the substantial difference between these two approaches, please?
Okay. I told you Mirchum will give an example of tam ki ikr in another moment. So Mirchum, please hold your horses. We're going to get to that and hopefully crystallize throughout the shem. Omalei litin tam ki ikr. So now, Freitin Mora, so does that make sense? Here you're trying to expand hetem et starf the iser, and here you're trying to eliminate it. Evni Mora, basa deshan lalei omalei. Initially, it was bothering Abaya that I agreed to the whole swara of hetem and starf the isur. I agreed to it so much that I think we should expand it to other isurim. After Rav Dimi was able to answer all of his kashas, he said, no, I like all the tzimtzum that he gave. Based on that, maybe let's go in reverse and say perhaps there's no din of tam ikr. Sorry, there's no din of hetem and starf the isur, even by the case of Nazir. And that's what he asked him. Where do we find this inyan? Look at the sign like we find in the following braisa. The same word mishras. Litein tam ki ikr. Give an example. Shimshora anovim b'mayim. What happens if you take a whole cluster of grapes and you put it in water, let's say, overnight? Then you take out the grapes the next morning and then someone tastes it. Hey, this is not regular water. Oh, it tastes like grapes. Yeshvam tam yayin. And now if the nozer drinks from that, he is chayiv. Why is he chayiv? He didn't eat any. Look at the grapes. The grapes are totally intact. Not one part of the grape has fallen away in the water. It's just that the flavor of the grapes has gone into the water. Ah, it's tam, says the braisa, because of mishras, tam ki ikr. So now you get a little bit of a sense answer to your question. In the case of the Mishnah where we had Rabbi Kiva, we were talking about pas and yayin be'en. You actually are drinking wine in that bread. If you wanted to, you could take the bread and give a kvetch, and wine would come out. Over here in this water, there's not any semblance at all of any grapes. It's just the tam, the flavoring. And that's what the Mishras Anam comes to tell you, the din of tam ki ikr. Now the tam ki ikr we have b'chol ha-toyra kula, as we'll see right now, that's the reason why when you go and buy a kli, if it's a used kli, let's say you go to an auction and they go and sell you a beautiful sterling silver set that was created 100 years ago and it really looks grand and you're hoping to get maybe some sort of break on it because it's used. Maybe it's more expensive because it was manufactured by some fancy schmancy company in Europe. But regardless, when you go and buy such a set, then you have to go and be machsher it. You have to kasher it. How do you kasher it? It depends, libun or hagola, whether you use it on the fire, whether you use it only in hot water. But you have to go and kasher it. Why do you have to go and kasher it? This set hasn't been used in 50 years. It was lying in somebody's closet for the last 50 years. Makes no difference. It has the tamim of iser. There might be chazer in it. There might be nevelis and treifis, all baked into, encrusted into this cutlery or whatever you bought. And so therefore you have to go and kasher it. Where do you take this din of tamki? Where does this din of tamki ikr stem from? So our Gemara says at this point, we learn it from the Hilchis Nazir. And we're going to make a kal v'chayim. The Isra of Nozer is not forever. Why is it not forever? Because Tam Nazir is Shavashim Yoim. So after 30 days, that's it. Nozer ends. the same nozer that's not allowed to go and drink wine, he's allowed to have hanu'ah from wine or from grapes. Tosis gives an example. For instance, ma'arvin l'nozer b'yayin. If the nozer wants to be able to go and carry or be able to go and walk past the tchumna, so what does he do? You can make an eruv. What can you make an eruv out of? Even though he's a nozer, you can go and use yayin. And you won't be able to drink from it. Makes no difference. He's allowed to have a hanu'ah from the wine. Presumably, even though Tosis doesn't give the example, presumably the same thing, he would be able to go and sell wine. Even though he's a nozer, he can deal with it and make money. Because there's no isra no, there's only an isra achil ushtir. V'yesh heter li isuroi. And there's also a heter to the isra of nozer. What's that heter? That you can go and be shoyl olav. That means you can be matir neder. You can go to a bezim, and the bezim will be matir neder if you have a pesach harata. As we've learned back in Masechet Nedarim, and a little bit in our Masechet as well. So there is a way to go and undo, unravel the whole Isra. So you see, in three ways, the Isra of Nozer is more kal than your standard Isra. But nevertheless, also we tam ki'ikad, because of this posik of Mishra Sanovim, we're saying as long as there's a tam, you're a yoyver. Kaloyak erem, shisuran Isra oilom. V'isuran isra hanot ve'in hetel isuran ein yedin she'yase bay tam ki ikar. Let's take an example of kli yakerem. We know kli yakerem if mixed together, for instance, wheat seeds together with grape seeds, and it's growing together in the same field, the same vineyard. Isuran isra oilam. There's no way that this kli yakerem will ever become mutter. It goes on forever and ever. Any product of kli yakerem remains osur. V'isuran isra hanot. Not only are you not allowed to eat from it, you're not allowed to have hanoi, you can't go and sell it. The reason why, because it says in the pasuk, pentukdash hamaleya, the more dash is pentukad esh, the only thing you can do with kli yakerem is just burn it, you can't have hanoi from it. Vein hetel li isuran. Vein hetel li isuran means that there is no way of undoing the isur of kli yakerem. It's not like the case of Naziris, where you can go to a bezin and be shoyl. He can be shoyl on anything. He can be shoyl, but the bezin is going to say it's awesome.
No, the answer is no.
So any din that a chavada, all these three chumras, chavada, she also boy tam ki ikar. V'wadin, the orla b'shtai, when you're talking about orla, two out of the three chumras apply. Now the question is, which two out of the three? So let's try to analyze on our own. L'choyra, the first one would be the din of Isur and Isur Oilam. Right? Yeah. Let's go back to Manozer Shein Isur and Isur Oilam. Now what's the halacha by Orla? Utso ein Isurai Isur Oilam. Because just like Nozer terminates after 30 days, Orla terminates after 3 years.
Well, that's, but the fruit of yeah, the second, fruit, the first year is, doesn't ever terminate.
The first year, I never have any heter though.
Right.
Those always remain Isur.
Right? Yes.
Okay, so you're gonna, so that's gonna be one Isur, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then you, everybody agree? One Isur.
Okay.
So now we have the other two. Is there an Isur Hanoah by Orla? The answer is yes. So now we have two Isur.
Right.
So what's the third one? The third one would be Yesh or Ein Hetel Isurin. Is there a heter for the Isur of Arla?
How? No.
No. So then you have all three.
Right, so why you don't say two?
Why you don't say two?
So maybe
so we have to go back at our thinking again.
So huh? Orla is only referring to the tree itself, not to the product of the tree.
No, we're talking about the eating of the fruits.
Okay.
Most people
so
don't
how,
eat the
so
tree.
How can there be three?
How can it be three?
It's
Takish where. Yeah. So the way Rashi learns, Rashi being quoted by Tosis, because we don't have any Rashi undoes it, Rashi learns that the first one is not an Israel. Why not an Israel? Because just like Naziris terminates after 30 days, it's temporary. Okay, you made a Naziris Arucha for a year, but at the end of the year it ends. Selvizach, Legabe, the din of Orla, it doesn't go on forever. Kaloya Kerem goes on forever. As long as you have those seeds growing together in the same vineyard, you have both wheat and grapes growing out from the same vineyard or same field, it's also going to remain also like that forever and ever. Shein and Ardla, after 3 years, it terminates. Oh, okay. Yeah, but during those 3 years, okay. But Lamaisa, that would be the first pshat. Toisis, however, doesn't like that pshat. And Toisis says that taka the Isra Oilam remains, like both of you were saying, because as long as it's Ardla, you could put it in your freezer and leave it there for 100 years. At the end of 100 years, you take it out. It's the same Isra Oila that Isra Oila. And therefore, we do have the first. So what is the third one? What would be the Hetel Isurai that you have the Gabi Orla?
Maybe you planted it.
Put that aside for one moment. Toisa says another Swara, and he says that although within the first 3 years there is no heter li'isurai. In the fourth year, there's a heter.
Right.
Why? Because the fourth year, it's neter avai. What do you do with kerem and neter avai?
It's like Moshe, you think you should lie and eat it there.
So, how can you do that? The last 3 years, you couldn't eat it. Now you can. Yesh heter li'isurai. So now, why didn't Rashi learn that pshat? So it says the Edom of the Or Sameach, because we have a fundamental machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. What's the status of neter avai? Is that an independent isur that you have to deal with? First 3 years, orla. At the end, it's orla, we're done, finished. Fourth year, now you have neter avai, kerem avai. You can either take it to Yerushalayim, or you can go and be poyed and take the money up to Yerushalayim. So if you hold that these are totally independent, so then there is ein heter l'isur. There is no heter for the isur. It remains, the 3 years are osur. There's nothing you can do about it. You can stand on your head. Always osur, osur, osur. In the fourth year, that's a separate din, and that's revised. It's no longer arla. No, gunish. Or, if you learn like Tosis learned, there happens to be one isur. The din of arla continues into the fourth year as well. But the fourth year, there's a tikkun that you didn't have for the first 3 years. First 3 years, it was osur. Fourth year, the yesh heter l'isur that you can go and be pointed and take it up to Yerushalayim. That's how Tosfos learned. The third pshat, which is the pshat of Brother Shai, and the pshat of Rabbi Yontif ben Arav, Rabbi Yehuda, is Yeshet l'Isurai, that you're allowed to create the Isser of Arla. How do you create Isser of Arla? By planting trees. You're planting trees, you're bringing Arla to the world. By the way, if you didn't plant trees, after a few years there wouldn't be any trees left. So that's not only a heter problem, especially in Eretz Yisroel, presumably it's a mitzvah to go and plant such trees. But there's no heter to go and plant kaloya kerem, chas v'sholem. There's also a heter li'isurai legabe naziris, that a person can take upon himself to be a nazir. So that's the heter li'isurai. Let's look at the Tosfos over here. Tosfos, she'ein isurai isur oilam. Tosfos about halfway down the Amid. She'ein isurai isur oilam. Now we're talking about naziris. Ein isurai isur oilam, destam naziris lamed yoyim. However, Isur and Isur Oilam, that remains forever and ever. It doesn't end at 30 days. Because it says in the Pasuk, Pintukta Shamalaya Hazera, Vidarshinim Pintuka Eish. Vuadin the Orla Bishnai. How do you have Orla Bishnai? Pishvukunjas. Shisura Isra Anot. Notice he skips the first one, because the Isser is not an Isser Oilam. It only lasts for 3 years, just like Naziris only lasts for 30 days. And therefore, Pishakun Shisur Isser Hanot, that's Isser Hanot, that's good. Vein Heter Lisura, Toich Sholoi Shel Orla Liotur Li Oilam. There's no way to be matter the Isser of Orla for the first 3 years. It remains Osir forever. Can't go to the Bezin and be Shoil Olam. It's just like Loya Kerem. There's no Heter Lisura. So that's number two and number three. Venera Lisa's choices. The Vave Isuri Isur Oilam. I hold that there is the first Isur Oilam, that it's also forever, even though it was only the first 3 years. But you freeze that, it's also the Oilam. Avyesh Etli Isurai. How do you have Yesh Isurai? Kamoi Bishana Haravis. The Achlei, Vahadar Achlei. Sheesh Le Takana Le Peiris, Ayyde Pidjoy, Kimas Hashani. Shavu Mishabo Mikerem Arla, even though it came from a field of Arla, or from a vineyard of Arla. How does he go to some number nine? What is number nine over here? Mihayach Arla. Thank you, Mandy. Even though it's still a derivative of the Arla, continues into the fourth year. But here you do have that. That's the Yeshet Lisur. For Rav Yomtis ben Harav Rav Yehuda, Pirish, Sheshet Lisurish, and with the Ligroim Isurai. You're going Lintoya Ilan. You're allowed to be Goyim that this Isur should be in the world. Afim Yia Arla. You're going to go plant. Why are you creating Isurim? I have enough Isurim. Ashein to be Kloya Kerem. That you're not allowed to plant Kloya Kerem. So there's Ein Hetel Yisurah. V'chein Motali Odom Lidom and Nozir. That's the Yesh Hetel Yisurah that you're allowed to go and be a Nozir. So we have three different Pshatim over here. Why Orla is only Mishnayim. Either, like Rashi learns, you don't have the Yisur and Issa Oilam because it terminates after 3 years, just like Naziris terminates after 30 days. Or you have the other two Pshatim, which say Issa Oilam, Evadetz Osir forever. Those Pedis Oila remain Osir forever and ever. But Gabi Hetali Yisurai, one Pshat of Yesh Hetali Yisurai is in the fourth year, Netar Ravai. Or Brother Shai's Pshat, which is Rabbi Yonatan's Pshat, that the fact that you're allowed to go and plant in the Chetchila, that's the Hetali Yisurai. Anyway. But since those are two chumris that Nozer does not have. It's Madach Nozer has a din of Tamki Iker, Izach certainly Arla, and certainly Kilayim is a din of Tamki Iker. Good. So that was...
It shouldn't work the other way, that Tamki Iker is only where there's three and not two. Why are we... Where the Kav Chomer seems to work in the other direction.
Why are you saying that?
Because Kilay Kerem and Orla, Orla, their Orla is lighter because only has two.
That's for
so,
sure.
So Nazir, which has three, because Nazir is so strict. It's so.
I think you know. Let's go back. Nazir had three kulais. What are the three kulais of Nazir?
I see.
Number one, that it's only 30 days, so not Isra Oilam.
Thank you.
Number two, there's no Isra Hano, there's only Isra Chila. Number three, Yesh Hetli Surah, that you can go to a Bezin and you can be Shoyal on the Neder. So therefore, there are three kulas. As opposed to that, Orla has two chumris, either that it doesn't have number one, but it has two and three. That is, that is Isra Hano, and you cannot be Shoyal on it. Or, forget, it had the first two, but number three didn't have the din of Yesh Hetli Surah. Ain Hetli Surah. So, therefore, it's two chumris, and Kelaim is three chumris. So, Tachmadach Nozer, which is so kal, that has these three kulas. It's a din of Tamki Iker, the Chavad and Avada, when I have two chumris, and certainly if I have three chumris, which are more chumr, the Chavad is a din of Tamki Iker.
180 degrees ahead of Sultan.
Exactly, no problem. Anyway, Shizokti Gemara, so I have a kasha. All of this was very fascinating, but bottom line, what's my kasha? My kasha is, how did Reb Avo say in the name of Reb Yochanan that it's a din from Mishras to teach us, Hetem et Starif Li Isur? No! I use Mishras to go and tell you the din of Tam Ki Iker L'chol HaTeira Kula Omalei. So he answered him. Now our Gemara says Omalei Hahume Rabbanan, but there's another Girsa, Omalei Mani Rabbanan. Mani Rabbanan means that this Brisa which you just quoted is such a beautiful Brisa, but that's the Rabbanan who are speaking. Rabba Vo, who quoted the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kik Omalei Rabbi Kiva. Oh, this is in fact a Machloikis. What do you do with the word Mishras? Do you learn from Mishras the din of Hetem et Starif the Isser, like Reb Avo, Reb Yochanan, who was saying B'Shem, not directly, but implicitly in the name of Reb Akiva? Or do you learn from Mitam Kikr, like this Brisa, which is the Rabban? Reb Avo, Kikam, Reb Akiva. Frankly, more high Reb Akiva, which Reb Akiva we're talking about? Ilim Reb Akiva, the Hocha. L'chor, it's our Reb Akiva that we looked at the Gemara before, right? Did not Reb Akiva, Uymer, Afil, Shor, Repeater, Beyan, Yesh, Beyde, the Tzarev, Kzayis, Chayov. So I see from that that Rabbi Kiva holds Heter Mitzdarif Li Isser, and that's what Rabbi Avo was saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that is a special din by Nazir of Mishras, Heter Mitzdarif Li Isser, and he's basing it, he's hanging his hat on Rabbi Kiva. If it's Rabbi Kiva from our Mishnah, from Mimai, how do you know that's what Rabbi Kiva really holds? That's our Girsa. The Bach has a slightly easier Girsa. If you look at Oyz Beis in the Bach, he says, Dilma v'hu de'ike kezayis miyayin l'chudei. Who says that our Mishnah is coming to tell us that you can go and be mitzdar of hetli iser? Maybe the din of Mishras anovim, that you dip the challah, the cake, or the bread into the wine, is that you now ate a full kezayis of yayin on its own, not the tziruf of the bread. See, when we learned the Mishnah, we assumed that Rabbi Kiva is telling us two chidushim. Rabbi Kiva on Lamed Daled Amud Beis. What were the two chidushim? Chidush number one is that there's a din of kezayis and not revias, because on the top line of Lamed Daled Amud Beis, Mishri Shoyin Omer Ad She Yishter Revias Yayin. It's got to be a revias of wine. So Rabbi Kiva, no, it's not a din of revias yayin. It's a din of a kezayis. I feel the shor repeat the yavi yesh b'kedei l'tzarf kezayis. So that's already one machlokes, the gabi revias or kezayis. And then we assume that Rabbi Kiva is telling us a second chidush, that even though it's not pure wine, which would make it 100% iser for endosir, but even if it's mixed together with the pas, and half of it is azoyim, 60% and 40%, you put together kezayis, it's also chayv. And that was the basis of Rabbi Avo Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that is a din of hetem et starif the iser. Freitimar, who says? Maybe Rabbi Kiva is only telling us the din of kezayis and not revias. And he's just giving an example. You put the pas into the yayin, but it has to be a kezayis of yayin. How do you have a kazayas of a liquid? So that's what the toises that we had.
The displacement.
That, like we had exactly before. You put the kazayas aguli and then it's filled over.
And you know, that's
the amount of exactly. Exactly. How can I know the oilam gedeng zayik? So Frank Timur Omai, Dilma, maybe the whole chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is not that hetem and starve the iser. But rather, he's only coming to tell us the ik kazayas miyayin lechudei. He's telling us the din of kazayas miyayin, not revias, but kazayas. Obviously, there's one question over
what,
here.
What's the chiddush? It's a whole kultur kula. It's gachiz
b'kizayis. No, yeah, not by
Mashke.
By Mashke. No.
We said already. Revius from dam. I think we said from dam. I think it's increases. That dam congeals. How can you say achilas dam? It's shias dam.
Okay. Achilas dam. When you're not congealing anything, when you have the regular liquid. If you're making kiddush and Shabbos, how much you have to drink?
At least revius.
Revius. Why? Once the mekzayis. By Mashke, the shias typically revius. So now the question is, I thought you were going to ask differently.
When you bring Revia Sahin, you don't bring a Kaziah Sahin.
Oh. Very good. So getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara talks about the Yeshboi Kedei Letzarev, Kaziah, Ischai, Umimai, Frey Timur, how do you know that Mekid is coming to tell you, Tziruf, maybe he's only coming to tell you the din of Kaziah as opposed to Revia. Now the follow-up question, Lechoyer, which is I thought what you were going to ask is, if he only wants to tell us the din of the Kaziah, it would have been simpler for Rabbi Akiva to go and say, Rabbanon, I disagree. It's not a shir avias, it's a shir kazayas. Why does he have to dramatize that you put the pas into the yayin? What happens if I don't have any pas? I have yayin. Go and put the kazayas in, it spills over, that's the amount, and that's a shir kazayas. What do you have to do with the... So this is not my kasha, this is the kasha. The Gemara asks us, Maseches Psachim. This very Gemara, the Nishak Levitai is in Psachim. The Gemara answers over there, that is coming to tell you, Noch Achidish, that even though the wine is not the end, it's bitaruvis. In other words, you're not just eating a kazayas or drinking a kazayas of wine, it's wine which is immersed and soaked into the bread. So it's not a mashke in the cup, it's inside the bread. But even in that case, it's also the same thing that if a nozer were to eat an issa which is nivla, soaked and absorbed into the bread, as long as you eat a shir kazayas, then you're chayv. So that's the additional shtickle. No, we're not giving out a ton of those. But
no, that's where I got confused. Isn't that the same as tamki ikar? Isn't that the tamki? See, that's why I'm a little.
Tamki ikar is you have anovim put into the water.
I'm saying is in the case of the bread soaked in the wine, it has to have the taste of the wine.
Even if the bread has no taste of wine, let's say you can go and kvetch it all out, take out every last drop. There's no flavor left. Nevertheless, if you hold hetzem and starve the iser, you put the two together. Hetzem and starve the iser, by the way, let's say you have you're eating chumetz of Pesach, chas v'shalom. According to Rabbi Lozov, it said yesterday, what happens if he eats a half a kazayas of chametz, real bread, real Danishes, real rugalach, real chametz, and he eats together with that a half a kazayas of matzah, the matzah is not boleya any time from the chametz, and the chametz not from the matzah, he just eats them together. He's chayef if you hold hetzim and star.
That was the second case that we brought yesterday.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Our case was the more. Yes, one so
Waziri, big. Waziri.
We wanted Waziri. Yeah, okay.
Since yayin is based, it was common to add water to yayin mahol.
Yes.
What's the deal? If you add 60 liters of water to 1 ounce of wine, do you have a zayin of that or a revid of that? Are you chayin?
You're asking the Gabi whether the shear would be a kazayis or a revid. According to Rabbi Akiva, the shear is a shear of a kazayas.
Well, I'm saying if you add unlimited amounts of water.
We had that yesterday already. That was the cosmos.
So the Rivan we quoted yesterday said that if you're talking about heter and starvli iser, it has to have a roiv of iser and a miut of heter. If it's the other way around, then they don't say heter and starvli iser. So if you had in your case 51% wine and 49% water. We're talking about, of course, wine which is drinkable, not pure wine, which is port wine, they call it, where that you have to be moistening anyway, 2 or 3 parts of water to the wine. Now you've come up with wine, like you buy it today in the store, where it's totally drinkable, and you add, and a person is a nazir, and he takes a half a kazayas of that wine, he adds to it a half a kazayas of water, or of orange juice, or of apple juice, don't make exactly half and half, 51% wine, 49% water, or apple juice, or whatever, you add it together, the nozer would be chayiv on the basis of Heter Mitzavrius. Okay? So that's the halacha of yesterday. The halacha of today is the halacha of Tam Kikar. And what we've established to date, so far in today's shir, is that in fact there's a machloikis between Reb Akiva and Rabbanon as to what do I learn from the words Mishras Anavim. Do I learn from that the din of Hetam and Star of the Isser, which is what we learned yesterday? Or do you learn Tam Ki Iker, which so far we're learning today from that Braisa that we spoke about? And the Gemara continues, and you'll see there's going to be further discussion on both of these points. Frey Gemara, you said that that's that Reb Akiva that we had back on Lamed Dalet and Lamed Beis at the very top of the Amid, that you're mitzaref the bread together with the wine, and that's how you know Hetam mitzaref Yisr. Frey Gemara, who says maybe all that Reb Akiva is coming to do is to be lafuke me Tanakama? The Tanakama said that it's a shear of Revi'ez. Says Reb Akiva, no, it's not a shear of Revi'ez, it's a shear of Kizayis. Says Gemara, you know what? You got a good point. Please tell me my lememra. And if that's the case, then we have no raya from that Reb Akiva that he holds at Hetam and Starf the Isser. All we know is that a kezayis of yayin yechayv, not revias, but a kezayis. So, okay, you're right. El Reb Akiva the Braisa. I have another Reb Akiva. Tesanya, what does it say? The Braisa Reb Akiva Omer. Nozi shishore pita biyayin. The ochel kezayis mi pas umiyayin. Oh, this is gesundheit.
It's on point.
So this is directly on point. Kezayis from Pas and Yait.
So only one kezayis. It's only one kezayis.
It's only one kezayis.
It's less than a kezayis.
Exactly. And the Pas and Yait together, he's chayiv. So I see clearly, heter mitzaref li'isur. That's the Rebbe Akiva. So Tesvis, now that I have this Braisa directly on point, so that's a pshat in the Tois in the Mishnah as well. You don't have to go in now and limit Rebbe Akiva and say he's only talking about the din of kezayis versus Rebbe Akiva. No, he's talking about the tzira. That's the choices down below. Laws of the Tesis, El Rabbi Kiva de Braisa. That's two choices before the end. The Mefarish Ba Behedya, Mi Pas Umiyayin. You can't say it any more directly. Meyate Gamma Masisa Pirishachi. So then now you can learn normal Pshat in the Mishnah. You no longer have to Machamet Adrei. He's only come to tell you the din of Kizayis with Revias. No. He's actually coming to tell you both that Heter is Mitztarif the Isser.
I'm called by
Because of Mishras Anovim. That's Taka the Chiddush of Rav Akiva. That since it said Mishras Anovim, what means Mishras Anovim? You're soaking the wine. Where are you soaking it? So says Rav Akiva, you're soaking the bread into the wine. The two together, Gesundtai is a sheer kezayis as well as the two together, Hetem and Starf Yisrael. And you're right, it's both Uichlin and Mashkin together. We're going to talk more about them in the Lamed Chesam and Beis. The Toisis that talks more about this. If you remember, we learned the Mishnah. If you want to take a quick look at the Toisis, first full Toisis, Lamed Chesam and Beis, Venichai, Vishyochum, and Anov, Kezayis. Kezayis, Achiyoichal, Kezayis, Vodin, Vishdiya. Same thing. Mishnah Rishon, Achiyishta, Revias, Vodin, Pirish, Vodin, Lachila, is Brevias. Vishdiya is Bekezayis. Kates, Vishah, so that Vishdiya, Bekezayis, Kates, Visharim. So you see, according to the first chapter in the Toisis, that I have Mashke, that the shear is a kezayis, and have oichel with the shear is a revias, which of course turns everything upside down, up as though he is shot in that first shot of text. So getting back to our Gemara now, since sort of Kiva the Braisa, so bottom line, we have a machloikis. Now, for Mishras, when it comes to tell you the din of Hetam and Sarf the Isser, or does Mishras come to tell you the din of Tam Ki Iker? Omele Rabachim Reder of Avi Leravashi, Lerabe Kiva the Kamuikim Leila Hai. Now that we've concluded the Bekiva the Braisa and the Bekiva the Mishnah, had Mitzarev the Isser, Litin Tam Ki Iker Minole, how do you know the din of Tam Ki Iker? V'chola Teira Kula. We always talk about the din of Shishim. Din of Shishim Midraban. However, there's a din of Tam Ki Iker Minat Teira. How do you know that din of Tam Ki Iker? So tomorrow, Yalav Bi Basa B'cholav. Lav Tam Bi Almahu V'yasir. What's Basa B'cholav? You went and you cooked a piece of meat in milk. Now you take the meat out, and you can feel, this tastes like a milchika piece of meat. Oh, so it's just the tam which is inside, it's asr. The same thing applies, just like Basar B'cholot, it's the tam, here too is the tam. Why, Taka, don't they learn from Basar B'cholot? Why do they learn from Mishras? It's a chiddush, and therefore I cannot learn the chol haTerekula. What's a chiddush? That each one is mutter on its own. You can eat a delicious piece of cheese in the morning, and you can eat a delicious piece of roast beef at night. Just make sure you make a bracha. Make sure that they're both kosher. Nothing wrong. What happens if you go and mix the two for lunch, and you go put the cheese together with the meat, and you make a cheeseburger? Oh, it's awesome. What? The cheese is a mahadrim and a mahadrim cheese. The basa was geshochted by the best shoychid in town. That's the chiddush. Hay lechude, each one is mutter. V'had yadari, you put them together, that's awesome. And that's why you cannot learn from basa b'cholot. It's a din mechudash. V'yimar kelayim nami. This is not the only case where we find such a thing. By kelayim, hay lechude shari, v'hay lechude shari. V'had yadari asr. If you go and take wheat seeds and you grow wheat, no problem. Then after that wheat, you can go and make matzahs and challahs and cake and everything, and beautiful. And if you take grape seeds and you go and grow grapes, you can afterwards go and eat how many grapes and drink wine and make kiddush and havdalah and arbakoises. Everything is great. If you mix the two, then it's awesome. Bachilim, bano, isur, isur, oylam, ain't hetal isur, gefelach. So you see the fact that you have this concept of basa b'cholav, each one independent mutter, and you put them together, it's awesome. No, it's not such a chiddush. You find that in Kalayim too.
Three times it's mentioned. Basa b'cholav. Chad l'chila, chad l'hanoah,
and chad l'bishul. Exactly right. We'll talk about that in a moment. Anyway, so at the moment, we see the basa b'cholav is mechudish. No, it's not so mechudish. Just like Kalayim. When you talk about Kalayim, of course you also have Kalayim and begodim, such as shatnas. Are you allowed to go and wear a linen garment? Sure. Are you allowed to go and wear a wool garment? Sure. Once you mix the two together, ay, all heaven breaks out. Holy lebakaz, sharpness with tarnish. What's the problem? You just in a moment ago, linen is fine and wool is fine, you mix them together. So you see that this is other cases which are also lechude shari. You mix them together, it's awesome. So lechode nish is agrois achavne. Avneyo, exactly. Very good. So now the Gemara asks, Ella, so Eibazay, so what is the Chiddush then Basar B'cholav that the Rabbanan say, I cannot learn Tam Kikam Basar B'cholav? The Torah Le Kuli Yom B'chalva, Shari. Mavash Le Bishulei is awesome. Min HaTorah, if you go and take a piece of meat and you let it sit in a vat, in a plate full of milk, and it sits there, Agansa Tog, it's mutter, because the whole Isser of Basar B'cholav is Le Savashel. Ali de bishul min haTorah. Min Rabbanan it's awesome, but min haTorah it's mutter if it soaks one into the other. Yes, min haTorah.
It's cold.
No, but we have
kavish kimavashol. Right. Is that a din deraisa or din derabban? Okay, that's beyond our sugya. But all our sugya goes and tells us is that Torah lekuli yom bechal v'chari. If you have meat inside milk the whole day, it's mutter. Of course, don't do that, Rabbi Sai. It's awesome. Min Rabbanan al chala pachas. But our Gemara says min haTorah it's okay. If you go and cook together for 5 minutes, it's awesome. Oh, that's the gvaldige chiddush. So that's why you cannot learn tam ki ikr from basar b'cholav. Sefrei Timara, Rabbi Kiva Nami, basar b'cholav chiddush. You just heard the basar b'cholav is chiddush. How do you learn tam ki ikr from basar b'cholav? Says Timara, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to learn from basar b'cholav. It's not a chiddush. Ele yalif megiule oivde kechovim. Tiomar Rachmana, Kol Dover Sheyover Be'esh, Tavir Be'esh V'Tar, etc. What is that possibly talking? That's of course we're talking about the clay Midyan. There was a Macham against Midyan, and then afterwards they took all the booty, and among the booty that they had were a whole bunch of kalim, and they wanted to use those kalim for cooking and for eating and all the rest. So the pasuk says you can, but you have to be machsher them. There's a din of hechsher kalim. Kol Dover Sheyover Tavir Be'esh, Kol Dover Sheyover Be'esh, Tavir Be'esh V'Tar. Anything that you use in fire, you have to put in fire, like a spit that you use for roasting or for barbecuing. You have to go and put it into the fire to go and cleanse it. And something that's going to fire, then you go and do hagola. So we're familiar with generally with halacha of hechsher kelim. What's the problem? I'm not eating chazer. Yeah, but there might be some chazer inside the spit. I wiped it so well with a, not only with a sponge, but one of those steel wool pads, and I put on tons of Clorox, and I put on the Yichweis, all types of chemicals, and I sprayed it 50 times. It's clean. Yeah, but there's flavors inside. The flavors inside. So what's this? That's the din of Tam Ki Iker. So I bazoi, why does the Torah require kol davar she'yeh be'esh lememra da'asir ge'ula ev gechovim, because of the tam. Lav tam ba'almahu. After all, there's no be'en in these kelim, but it's aser. Hachanami le'ishna. So I learned tam ki'ikah from ge'ula ev gechovim. That being the case, I have now mishras superfluous or surplus extra. So what I learned from mishras, a din of heter mitzvah of the iser according to Rabbi Kiva. Right tomorrow. Well, Rabbanan Nami take Lumi Gugav V'chom. The Choyra, Rabbi Kiva is 100% right. Learn it from Yolei V'chom. And then my Mishras will be Iberik, and I'll be able to learn from them the din of Hetem and Star for Yisr. Why did the Rabbanan learn from Mishras the din of Tam Kiker? Learn it from Giuli Avdicham. All Malays, the Rabbanan say, Hosem Nami Chirishu. There is also a Chirish. Why? The Bukhalatir Kula, Nois and Tam Lev Gam is Mutter. And normally, Nois and Tam Lev Gam, you're not improving the food, you're causing it to be less. Because the Gula V'chav, we're assuming that those kelim by Midyan are kelim which are already aged, if you will. So any type of tam that it has inside of it is tam levgam, and nevertheless, you have to go mimach the kelim. Is this a chesimen? Is it a chesimen that nois tam levgam in this case is osir? So I'm grace a chiddush. That's why I cannot learn it from Giuli of the Chav. It's also a chiddush. So what is, how does he learn the din of Tam Ki'ika from Ki'uli Avi Chavim? Omer Vuna Machiyah Yosar Torah El Likdeira Bas Yoyma Delav Nosim Tam Liv Kamu, says Rabbi Kiva, the Iker that Torah was makbid on by the Klei Midyan were those which were Ben Yoymai, which are still Nosim Tam Lishvach. And therefore that's what, even the Torah was not, it was not machalik between one and the other. The Torah says, you know, go and kasher all of them. But the Iker focus was on the Kedera Bas Yoyma, which is not a Nois and Tam Lev Gam, and that's why I learned it from those Kiulik of Chavim from the Kedera Bas Yoyma. Frank Timura, Rabbanon, Kedera Bas Yoyma, Nami Efshad Lipogma Porta. The Rabbanon say, even a Kedera Bas Yoyma, after you finish cooking and you clean it out, even though it's still the first day, it's still abyssal pogum. It's not the same level of pagam as the next day or a week later. Abyssal. And nevertheless, the Torah says, purge all of those blios, all of those tamim from inside the pot, inside the kli. It's a chasim and yodav v'chav and baita is a chiddush after all. And the Gemara ends this discussion at this point, and Rabbi Kiva doesn't bother responding. Presumably, Rabbi Kiva says, come on, give me a break. It's still a fresh belia, and therefore, maybe that small pagam that's less than 1%. It's still daval, you know, we just cooked some roast beef. Any flavor that I can get out, it's delicious. I love roast beef.
Daval in Yiddish means what?
Daval means so far.
Oh.
Anyway, so that's the end of that discussion. But now the Gemara asks another question, which is a dover poshut, and that is, remember, so where are we at this point? We have the same Mishras and Avim written in the parasha of Nazir, from which Rabbi Kiva learned out the din of Hetem and Starf the Isser, and from which the Rabbanan learned up the din of Tam Ki Iker. But notice the difference between the two. In the case of Rabbi Kiva, Sidr Bavo Om Rabbi Yochanan, this is the only place in the Torah, Kol Yisurin Shema Torah, Ein Hetem and Starf the Isser, except for Yisurin Hazir, because it says Mishras and Avim. On the other hand, the Rabbanan that learned Tam Ki Iker, they use that as the poster boy. That's where I know Tam Ki Iker Kol HaTorah Kula. I can't learn it from Basim Becholim as a Chiddush. I can't learn it from Kiuli Avdicham as a Chiddush. The only place I learn it from is Mishra Sanav. And I learn in the Kol HaTorah. How do I know I learn the Kol HaTorah Kula? That was the Bryce on the Yomar Aleph. The Kiddushanian Mishras Lit in Tam Ki Iker. Shimshor Anov B'mai V'yesh Ben Tam Yain Chai. Umikan Ata Don L'Chol Yisurin Sheba Torah. And then we had the three Kal V'chaymers, or the two Kal V'chaymers, remember from Kelaim, or from, not from Kelaim, from Nozit to Kelaim, or Nozit to Orla. So Frank Mariette, why don't we do the same thing over here too? Omli Rav Acha Bereid, Rav Avila, Rav Ashi, Midra Bana Nishmal Rav Akiva. Let's learn from Rabbanan to Rav Akiva. Lava Mirban Hai Mishras Lit in Tam Ki Iker. Umikan Ata Don L'Chol Yisurin Sheba Torah. Rav Akiva Nami. The Kamoikim Leila Hai Mishras Lahetam Starf the Yisr. Leimikan Ata Don L'Chol Yisurin Sheba Torah. And make the same Kal V'Chaymer, the 3 points vis-a-vis Kelayim, and the 2 points vis-a-vis Arla. Let's learn the Kol HaTorah Kula. Omalei. So more answers. Mishum, this is what Rav Akiva holds. Tav Nozir V'Chatas Beis K'sum Bon Ki Echad. For Beis K'sum Bon Ki Echad Eim Lamdin. Even though until now Rabbi Avo Rabbi Yochanan said that the din of Het Mesarf Iser is only in one case in Nozir, In fact, there's a second case. And that's by Kodshim, by Chatos. It's not Shver, he said, Kol HaTorah Kula, there is not. He meant by Ul Chulin Shabbat Torah. By Kodshim, Eina Chanami, there's also a din of Hetem and Star V'Yisah. Where do we find by Kodshim? By Korban Chatos. Where do we find by Korban Chatos? So Korban, Eimelam. Nozer Hodi Amar, Nozer, that's our Mishras and Amar. Chatos Mahi, the sign of the Raisa. Korlash Iga, Bibsor, Yiktosh. Anything which touches the basar of a chatos becomes holy. Yochel afilu shloi balai, would think if they just meet in the refrigerator and one touches the other one, oh, presto, becomes holy. No, no. Tamalei b'psar, achiyev lo b'psar. There has to be a belia. In other words, they both have to be hot, they're both cooking together, or whatever. It's not just that one touched the other, oh, I've now become holy. It's got to be a belia. Fine. But yitosh, what means yitosh? Lias kamay, to be just like it. Shim psula, he, ye pasul, dim ksheira, toichel kechomer shaba. If the karm chattis is pasul, how could the karm chattis be pasul? Explains Toysus, for instance, if it was a shtick piggle or a shtick noiser. A chattis?
Chattis shalolishma.
Yeah, but Agamar is learning legabi shar kabonis as well.
Okay, even though
chattis
is
the pasul.
Okay.
Good. Anyway, shem psula he, ye pasul. Dim ksheira, if it happens to be kosher, how would it be kosher? Regular normal karm chattis. Then you have to eat with all the chumris of a karm chatzos. What are the chumris? It's only nechal kahanim. Can only eat bazara. It got to be yoy v'layla, etc. Good. As a bazoi, what do I see from that? There too is halacha of heter mitzar v'iser. We don't find heter mitzar v'iser. I only have the din of tam ki'ikar, right? One touched the other and it got a tam. It was boileya. Where do I see the din of snake summa bon kechem? By nozer mishas enough, that's granted. That we have. But how do we know by chatas? So this is bothering toises as well. And you have the toises here of toichal, tois, nivla. You have to go down about halfway in the toises.
Which one?
Toises, toichal.
It's
halfway down.
Yeah.
Halfway down the omen.
Okay.
Is it? The mila is. So now you go down about 10 lines into the toises. Harigoli Rachmana Bechatos. Everybody have that? Harigoli Rachmana Bechatos. The Hetem Mitzar for Israel. Why? The Milo Yaskinen. And aren't we talking about the Nivla Chatzi Zayis Shuman, half a Zayis of Shuman, the Toch Chatzi Zayis Dishlam? In other words, in the Azara, normally you wouldn't have Chulin in the Azara. So what would be Bolea from the Chatos? Another carbon. And what would be the other carbon? Lamazong Ashlamim. Shlom touches now the chatas. It was boileh, because both of them are hot, and it's boileh one from the other. But it wasn't just boileh in terms of that you got the tam. Maybe the chatas was kizba se'ira, and maybe the other carbon, the shlomim, was echvayis ashar, right? And therefore, maybe the shor...
Lamb that, and beef.
Yeah, exactly. And the lamb may have given some tam into the beef. So that's what you would normally say touches each other, this tam. Says, so, no, it's a toises. It's talking about even a case, milo yaskin and the nivla chatzi, zayis shuman of the chatos, kosher shuman, not chel that you put on the mizbeach naturally, because we're talking about kosher. So you take the chatzi zayis shuman, it's a whole level, or a whole cup, a half a cup of a chatzi zayis, and that fell in, and you're eating it together with the chatzi zayis to shlomim, and that's what the Torah is being marveh in this kolash yigam b'psar yiktosh. Why do you say that? The hachi itzrich till the tam ki ikar akvar yofinan migi ule of the chavim b'chol yisurin. The pasuk here in Chatos is not coming to tell you the din of tam ki ikar. I already have a makoyer for tam ki ikar according to Rabbi Kiva from giulei of the chavim. So I don't need the Chatos to go and repeat that. So what is the Chatos telling us now? Kolash yigam b'psar. It must be coming to tell you the din of Heter mitzarfli isur. By kodshim. How do you have heter mitzarfli isur? Like the Toysa just said now, you're taking a spoonful of a chatzi zayis of shuman, of chatos, and you take from shlomim meat, you mix the two together, you eat them at the same time. Heter mitzarfli isur. That's, so now that I have two psukim, one by nozer and one by chatos, shnei ksum bon ki'echod, ein melamdin.
How's he taking this shlomim meat with the chatzis meat and mixing them together?
By the way, we're not suggesting one should do
this. All the choir meeting at a picnic table in the Azara, and there was a chopped up chatzis meat.
Who says?
That's what the pasuk is talking about.
And that, when that happens, at the kiddush in the Azara, when they have a plate of chatas meat and a plate of shlamim meat.
Have you been to kiddushes like that?
Never. But I can only in my imagination. I'm not a kohen, so I wouldn't be invited.
Koilash yigam b'psora yiktash.
But it's only. But the thing is, it's kind of like gliding past it because it's not shnei kusim on bunk.
Why?
Because one's in chulin, one's in kachin.
That's the next gemara. We can't say that, brother Yashai has a question.
Okay.
We're going to get to it. You see, the Torah or Shalom always base number two. We're talking about a karmel chatos. Something that touches the karmel chatos becomes kodesh. Now, what is that something that touches the karmel chatos? Normally, a regular piece of meat touches the chatos.
The
regular piece of meat is not going to be in the azara. Ah, so what is it we're talking about? We're talking another kachin. Sure, if one chatos, another chatos touches the other, matzah min es mina, everything is fine.
Right.
What happens? Well, the shlomim that touches the chatos.
The chos of a shok section of beef is next to
so what, is it hot? Is it
of course it's hot. They cooked it in the Azara.
Or maybe it's still raw.
They're sitting on the table. They had the chatos and the chos of a shok.
It was so hot that it was...
It's hot enough. It's steaming hot.
That's what the pasuk
tachshigah
just touches it. I would think they just touched it. They're both cold and they touched it. Nothing happened. No, there's got to be a blia. How do you have a blia? Because they're both hot and they're cooked together. Or they touch each other when they're both hot. It doesn't only have to be after they're cooked. It could even be when they're raw. Raw meat, when it comes out from the animal, is very, very hot. And the two together, they get hot. So therefore, normally, lulei the toisis, lulei this gemara, I would say that this is coming to tell you that din by kodshim, the tam ke'ikah, that the tam of the chatas has now been nivla, has now been absorbed into the shlamim. So the shlamim, now you have to treat it with the ganze chumra of chatas, only kahanim, only azara, yoim v'layla, right? Yeah. That's what I would have thought. However, the toisis is now adding, and that's the reason why we looked into the toisis, that cannot be the kavan of Rabbeinu Shalom in the pasuk because Shigam Bepsari Yikrish to tell you din of Tam Ki'ikr. Because I know the din of Tam Ki'ikr. Where do I know it from? From Ki'udah of the Chavim. And Madach by Chulim, the Kochim, the Alach is Kam, the Kam, because Kochim are much more Chomer. So I don't need the pasuk to tell you din of Tam Ki'ikr. So what does the pasuk come to tell you? Come to tell you din of Heter Mitzarif Yis. How do you have Heter Mitzarif Yis just because they're touching? That's not, the Torah doesn't mean just that they're touching. It means that you cut off
were
a slice.
Were you
of
cut it. Off a fraction of a kazayis of one and mash them with a half a kazayis
of the other and eat them together? That's what the Torah is talking about. That you're over the kolish yigam sorry. Yeah.
When you say it's raw b'sheila.
Yeah.
Doesn't that teach us shishim? Cooking the things together and it's.
Shishim is all
or whatever, but it's raw b'sheila.
In the Torah, it's all.
It's raw b'sheila. Isn't that? Don't we learn.
Because they estimated that the Zeroa is 60, right.
Okay, so that was for Drabbanan purposes. They made
a Chesed. Isn't that where the Makor of Shishim, or that just...
Not an argument. Maybe we'll have tomorrow. No, maybe we'll get
it. It's definitely a Nazir. Because when he cooks his shlamim, when he describes cooking his shlamim, it's going to come up.
Okay. It'll come up, exactly. So... Dying the simcha b'shat. Anyway, bottom line is
we're learning. That's how the Rabbanan now are learning that we know that Heter Mitzarif is there.
No. That's how Rabbi Kiva. Kiva is the one that learns Heter Mitzarif is. Remember, Chum don't learn Heter Mitzarif.
Okay.
They only learn the din of Tam Ki'ikr. They might learn the din of Heter Mitzarif is elsewhere. Where else? That was Ziri in the name of Rabbi Loza that we had yesterday. That side of Bal Taktiro that you put on top of the Mizbeach. And or by eating Achilles Chometz, from the cold, comes the Imar of the Chutzi Shir, that even if you Chutzi Shir miss, and you have a Chutzi Shir of Kazayev Heter Mistar for Yisr. But without Ziri, without Rabbi Loza, according to the Rabbanan, there's no such din of Heter Mistar for Yisr. There's only a din of Tam Kiker. Ah, so now. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara was asking, just like the Rabbanan learned the Tam Ki'ikr, and I learned from his, the Chalat Torah Kula, why don't I go and say from the same Mishras that I learned the Din of Heter Mitzarif Yisr, the Chalat Torah Kula, says Rabbi Akiva, I'd like to, but I can't, because I have Shtei Psum HaKon Ki'achot. Where do I have the second one? I have Nazir, and I have Kochim, in the case of Chatas, and those are two Psukim HaKon Ki'achot. By the way, just as an aside, don't really need it for this Gemara. However, Tosis points out that there was another Girsa. Going back to the beginning of the Brisa, it says, Shem Psula Yipasal, Vim Ksheira Toichu Kechomer Shabbat. there was another girsa, k'sheira toichel k'chomer shebehen, like the chumra of them, meaning that a shlomim touching a chatas, he either couldn't have chomer. So you said, what chumra does shlomim
have over chatas?
It's impossible.
Right, because it's more expensive location and time.
Excellent.
Everywhere in shlomim and 2 days.
Toises comes up with a brilliant case. What's the brilliant case? That the shlomim is already on its second leg. It's already on the second day.
Oh, so it's only till shkia.
He can only eat it until night.
Till chatzos alayla, till harkin gadol min avera, because olos hashachar.
Chatzos, forgetting about the chumras to rabbanan. Min haTorah, you can go and eat it the entire night. Right. It's liyoyim v'layla, so you have the din of chatzos here. V'layla. Shlomim, however, it's shnei yom v'layla echad, but the shnei yomim ends at Herif Shemesh the next
shkia,
night.
Shkia the second
shkia,
day.
Shkia, Tzitzit Chovim, Bein HaShmoshes.
So they're not both Keshach on the same day.
Exactly.
The Shlomim is already at the end of its expiration day.
So if the 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the second day, vis-a-vis the Shlomim, touches the brand new Keshach and Achatas, and they're balea one from the other, and you take a half a Kazayas and half a Kazayas, guess what?
Is suddenly on
the Chumra of the Shlomim, vis-a-vis the Chatos. Where's this? It's the same Toises that we had before, Toichal, but now we go to the beginning of the Toises. Toichal Zois, Nivlo Abachoy Meshaba, the Hainel Zichrei Kehuna, Rafnim and Akloim, Liyoim Valayla, Kedin Chatos. Well, the Swam de Garzi Kehoy Meshabahen, what means Kehoy Meshabahen? Mash, the Yeshchumah Bishlam, Sheinu Bachatos, Vitimtsem, Kegoy, Sheishchum to Ashlamim, the Esmoil, the Zman Ashlam at Halayla today on the second day, Velo Yoyser, Vachatos, Sheishcha to Hayoim, Zmana Kalalayla, Viatot Toichal Chatos. Isn't that beautiful?
Great,
so you can have a case. So good. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So that's the reason why I cannot learn. Now the question is, why do I have 2 psukim, one by Nozer and one by Kachim? And for the Gemara. So now says the Gemara. For Rabbanon, what do Rabbanon do with this? The Rabbanon, as we know, are arguing with Rabbi Kiva, and therefore they're challenging Rabbi Kiva, and they're saying, Rabbi Kiva, don't tell me shnei ksuvim bon kiachad. I need both psukim. Why do I need both psukim? Trich. Tikos rechum on agabi chatos. It would only say begabi chatos is din of heter, mitzarvi, iser, havim mina, nozer liyos mina. Mishin de nozer mi kachim liyofina. Kachim, by definition, are a higher madrega, a higher plane. You can't go and learn chulim from kachim. It's not just nozer. You can't learn chulim from kachim. Special din by kachim.
But Nozer does has Kodoshia, and he has Korbanos, and the question of Yesh Yeshel of Ahegdash, Ainshel of Ahegdash.
Everything
is,
that you said
is like a subchapter of Kachem.
Did you ever find by Nozer there's a din of Noiser, or there's a din of Pigol, is a din of Chutz Lazora, is a din of Kahana?
Only by his Korbanos, not only by right. Nozer himself. Right.
Exactly. So therefore, Nozer and Kachem are unrelated. So you cannot learn from Kachem. Because the Rechman Agami Nozer alone have a minimum Nozer Yafina, Mishum de Chomer Isurei. How is it chomer? The filicharts and osirlei, even one little grape pit. The grape pits are really for the pits. That's not really something which is edible. Nevertheless, you eat one chartzen, osirlei, if you have a hasra mit edim. Of course, not according to Blos ben Azari. You have to have at least azog mitzvei chazan. But according to Rabbanan, one chartzen osirlei. Hilkoch lo yasiminei, that's why you cannot learn Nozer from Chatas, he can learn Chatas from Nozer, and therefore I need both Sukkim. Don't tell me, Shnei Pung Sechlev, Ein Malamdim. Yes, Malamdim. And so therefore, go and learn from Nozer, L'cholatera Kula. To the Gabi Din of Hetem and Sarvias. Rebbe, Kiva Amalach, L'may Tzrichi. No, I disagree. What do you need them both for? Bishlam Yikosu Rechman, Chatzal, L'gomar, Gomar, Minei, D'chul, Mikachim, L'grin. That I grant you. You cannot learn Chukum, L'gomar, like we said. El Lichliv Rechman, Min Nozer, V'teitze, Chatas, Minei. Why? The Kalisurin Shabbat Torah could gamri mi Nozer. You, the Rabbanan, all of a sudden say, you could not learn from Nozer alone because it has a special chumrah. What's that special chumrah?
Chartzen.
Guess what? Rabbanan, look yourselves in the mirror. Back on the Omid Aleph, when we had Mishras, Tam Ki Iker, we're going to learn from that, L'chola Torah Kula. And we had by Kilayim 3 chumras, and by Arla 2 chumras, right? Like we had on the Omid Aleph. How can you go and learn that? Rabbanan, is chartzon? You're over when you eat a chartzon.
Cripples the whole.
It undermines the limit. Exactly. How can you learn from that? The cholateret kula. Only there it's so chomer, even a chartzon. So you see, Rabbanan, that you don't hold that the chartzon makes it so chomer. So just like you hold it up, so don't scream at me. I say, Dr. Mekiv, it's Rabban. Rabbanan Amrilach, chartzon the hetem and sarf the iser, v'chul mikachim loy gamrin. So Rabbanan Amrilach. Chatos comes back and tell you the heter mitzvah of the iser. That I mask it. So now the Rabbanan are finally agreeing that there is a din of hetam and tzarf v'yisr, but not l'kol etir kula, and not by nazir, but by chatas. That's the pasuk koshiva b'psari yikdash. V'chulim mikodshim l'gurim. You cannot go and learn chulim from kodshim. So therefore, hetam and tzarf v'yisr remains solely and exclusively in the parish of chatas or kodshim. U'mishras, like we said before, litan tam kikar l'kol etir kula. Not l'kol etir kula. That's the bottom line on the Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiva travayu lehetam and tzarf v'yisr. No, I learned the hetam and tzarf v'yisr both from Nazir and from Chatos. So this is basically a nice summary at the end. You ask, somebody stops you in the street and asks you, what's the machloikim between Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva? Halacha l'maisa. You'll tell them that everybody agrees that there is a parsha of hetam and tzarf v'yisr, except that the Rabbanan say only by Hashem. And Rabbi Kiva says only by Nazir, as well as by Kachim. I shouldn't say only by Nazir. Nazir and Kachim. But you can't learn the Chol HaTorah Kula, because Shnei Bogdecha, Eim Alamdin. And besides, it's the din of Tam Ki'ikar. Where do you learn Tam Ki'ikar from? According to Rabbani, you learn Tam Ki'ikar from the Mishras Anovim. El Mishama Atal Aloyim El Chol HaTorah Kula. And according to Rabbi Kiva, you learn it from Ge'ulei Avdichah. Only Rabbi Ashi Lerav Kan. El Chol HaSani. That's what we learn in the past. Mikoil HaShiyos V'Gef HaNayayim. Mikoil! Limit al Yisurin Nozer Shem Mitzarfim Ze Im Ze. That Yisurin Nozer Kim Mitzarf. And we have that in our Mishnah. That you can have Chartzen, Mitzog, Mitanogim, Lachem, Viveshim. And according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds even Ishtia is Mitzarf. And wine, you can have all of them, Ashtikl Fenaim, Ashtikl Fenaim. They're all Mitzarf to the Shir of Kezayas, the Rabbi Kiva, or Shir of Viz, according to the other man, the Yomer. Hashti Yeshloim Mehater Mitzarf, the Yisur. Isli isr mi boya. What do I need? Need the possibly call a shiyos mi kef and a yain to tell you that I can mitzarif the chartzen with the dog and with the anovim. Madach, if you go and take a piece of bread and you can mitzarif it by dipping it into the wine, or for that matter, eating it together with the grape. Hetzen mitzarif the isr. Isli isr mi boya. Amalei, there's a fundamental difference. Hetzli isr b'basachas. Isli isr afilu b'zeh achar zeh. In the case of the wine and the bread, you got to eat at the same time. If you go and first drink wine, you drink a half a kezias of wine, and then after that you eat a half a kezias of bread, mazel tov. That's
you haven't done anything because you've only had half a kezias of wine.
Exactly.
Period. Stop. End of clock.
Exactly. However, when you're talking about the other isurim, in other words, first I ate the chartzen. Oh, those are delicious pits. Right. Ah, machaya. And then I eat a shtikl zog. Ah. It's so beautiful. And then I eat a shtickle on it, even though the bezach is there, they are all mitzvah.
Within the time frame of a chayos prach?
For sure. Look at the last two toises. Heter li iser, chatzizayis chartzen, v'chatzizayis mipas, biyachad, davka. You want to be over? Fine. Eat a shtickle chartzen, mit a shtickle pas together, roll them in, make a sandwich. You have a delicious grape pits sandwich. Take a shtickle bread, you put in some seeds, fold it over, you chew it, and you eat it. Ah, mechaya! Hetem and starve the Yisr, if you have a kezayis, the two together, you're over. Megabi, however, chartzim and zogim, and anova fil bezechazeh, ublevat shei betoye kedei, achilles pras. So, Timur, we're just going to go to the two dots. For Rav Shimon, the last late seer of Nikola Shiyos, Megif, and Ayayin, my Dorish Bey, who's this Rav Shimon? Remember, we had him early on in Masechet and Davdalit, the Rivon, the Mefarish quotes him at the top. Rav Shimon says, kol shehu lemalkis, he disagrees with what we've always learned throughout Shas and throughout Halacha, that you always have to have a minimum shear, a shear of a kezayis, a revias, a kebeya, a kadash. No! Kol shula malkis. When it comes, for instance, any type of isra, whether it's chaylev, whether it's dam, whether it's chazer, whether it's busav acholif, whatever it happens to be, a mashul, you get a repetch. What did this exile for? Leaning carbon. Carbon is, of course, we're not talking about carbon is naziris. We're talking about a carbon of a person eats b'shoyi. Exactly. All those wonderful things. Then it has to be a sheer kesayis. So in bazoi, the gabi nozir, even betamashu, a halba zog, a halba, halba,
chartzen,
you'd already be chayif. Oh boy, as tiny as possible. You'd already get patched for that. So in bazoi, what I need me call a sheyos, me give it a yaya and my dorish bay. That's a Mishnah we had earlier on in Af Gimel, where there was a machloket between Tanakama and Rav Shimon. Tanakama says, if you say Hareni Nozer Min HaChatzanim, you're a Nozer. Hareni Nozer Min HaZog, you're a Nozer. Shimon said, no, you have to mean mazer mikulan. So Tosfos, you remember, explained over there, it doesn't mean that you have to go and say hareni nozer min hachatanim v'hadzog, and from the young
then,
if you say hareni nozer, that's enough. But once you start itemizing, then you have to itemize everything.
Ante up everything.
Oh, so that's what I learned from the Kol HaShiyos we get from a yayin, that it's not enough just going and picking and choosing hareni nozer min hachatanim. You got to make a nozer from everything together. And if you just say min hachatanim, it's kunish. And the nozer shiyav mikulan. Oh, if you have revius of anything else, if you want to go and take dam and you add to it some water, add to it some apple juice, it's not going to be mitzvah to the ishir iser. Any revius of a Torah ain't hetzer mitzvah iser. Has to be pure revius from the ganzis. Chutz merevius of a nozir. How do I know? Show you omre Torah mishras an oven that you can mitzvah other revius in. To the wine. Pray tomorrow. This sounds very similar to Bavo Omer Rabbi Yochanan. What did Bavo Omer Rabbi Yochanan say? Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah ain't het to Mitzarev the Yisr. Chut Misurin Nozir. Here too, he said, Kol Revi'ah Shabbat Torah ain't het to Mitzarev the Yisr. Chut Revi'ah Shabbat Nozir.
And Rabbi Yisrael Ben Bedas, this is the Amora.
So my Ikim and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan, aren't they saying the same thing? Ikim and I, Rabbi Yochanan, Marbi Afilu Oichle. Because after all, he said, "Kol isurin shabbat Torah." Reb Loza says, "Revius mashkin in midiachron alay." When does he hold that they are mitzvah of the iser? Only the revius of nozer by yayin and mitzvah. That's why you talk about the mishras anav. Mishras anav means that the anav are soaking, and therefore there is now a liquid that is soaking. There, by revius, it's not mitzvah. However, when you're talking about an oichlin kuntra blazer, it's not mitzvah hetali iser. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zadki Ben Zadki. What happened to Shelly today? Oh, Shelly's here! Wow! We didn't see you. We only go and see you on Zoom.
The committee was not so happy with this.
But weren't they happy?
The committee?
The committee.
I had spoken with the committee earlier and they said they were very happy.
No, because you can't see.
Shelly, have a great day.
You can't see the volume.
You can't see the volume. You put them sideways. How can you see them?
Oh, those are just like extra.
Oh, so I don't hear you because you're on mute.
Those make extra
the point
stress
is, we
still
you
can't see them.
Be well.
Put them back in the
be fine.
Main section.
Take care.
Which one?
The ones that are sideways. You can't see what massage is there.
Oh, what happened? Oh, there's over there in the bottom.
What do you mean?
No, I'm not talking about those.
Oh, those.
Right.
Oh, those.
And the others you put way down there, you gotta like bend over until like the line of the kabaya.